Welcome to this Lenten podcast focusing on the story of Jesus as told to us by Mark. May we see ourselves in Jesus' story, and may we find inspiration from the Word of God.
Hello, I am Rachel, and today we are reading Mark chapter 12, verses 38 through 44. As Jesus taught, he said, "Beware of the scribes, who like to walk around in long robes and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces, and to have the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses, and for the sake of appearance, say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." And Jesus sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." The word of the Lord. I love this story because it teaches us what it means to give and to sacrifice. It teaches us that we are not looking for accolades or respect, but we are looking for care for others and a heart of giving. I think about all the times when we are asked to donate at church and other worthy causes, and usually our first thought is, what's the budget? How much do I have in my wallet? What can I spare? And that's what Jesus is telling us that the others were doing, giving out of their abundance. But I am challenged by this passage to think, when I hear a need, what would God ask me to give? What is the amount that God wants me to contribute today? And how can we together make our offerings together serve the kingdom of God? I think about how it's not about the amounts that we give, but it's about our heart for giving. I think about all the people who've given to my faith life at my home church when I grew up and here at First Lutheran, and in all the ways I've benefited from their generosity. I'm challenged today to give as the widow out of everything I have in my life so that I may show God that I care and that I'm giving back to the people who have laid the foundation for me. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you so much that we have the opportunity to give and to enlarge our hearts by sharing and sacrificing for others. We pray, God, that you would help us this day to have an attitude of giving and an attitude of generosity with our church and with all of our lives. Amen.